The blind sees, lame walks, power released. This is the voice of fire. Revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
People in church, Father Lord, my partner, 2013, as I enter 2013, I must marry.
God say, wait. Listen, when you qualify for a thing, it happens naturally.
I did not pray for marriage. My wife did not pray for marriage. I didn't fast one day to be married. Not one day. In fact, I was already engaged before I realized I was engaged. I say, no matter what marriage, so. I never prayed. Adam did not pray for Eve. Adam was busy. Eve met Adam in his assignment. Those who are busy sleeping in church, you go and look for work to do. All their 3 days, all night is for husband. Go and find work. You are confused. A person stays in church for 1 week, is fasting. All the neck dry. All the lips dry like a matan. And all the hair standing like they stash them. You know this spray stash. All the hair shoot up. And all the face who is wrinkled like a 90-year-old woman. Who will propose you with that kind of face? You look like a coven. Let them go and walk. I am your pastor. I can only tell you what I did. I can't tell you. There are people that have fasted and prayed for me. I did not. You know your pastor prays. And I fast. But I did not pray. God told me, if you want to have a beginning, go to the book of beginnings. And in Genesis, you discover Adam never prayed. When he was busy, I was just busy loving God, following God. Bam! She came. She was busy. I was busy. Even you love yourself. The problem we have, don't look for love outside. Love starts internally. Tell somebody, I am wonderfully made. The first thing that should make you love yourself is that you are a child of God. The blood of Jesus is too precious to wash a material that is not useful. Acts chapter 10 verse 15, God said, whatever I have called clean, don't call it common. I am not common. Tell somebody, I'm not common. You are talking like you don't have liver in your stomach. Your height is a good one. Your stature is good. Your color is good. People have used cream to tone themselves, so some parts they don't know now. We should call them black, white, yellow, or confused. You know when so part of the body is light skin, the other is dark. You are not dark or you are not fair. You are confused. People go and take cream. You don't need all that nonsense to go and take cream to. You want to become light skinned. You want to become. Have you seen any white man looking for cream to be black? Have you seen any black white man looking for? If you are a dark person, God knows that you can achieve destiny better with dark skin. If you are light complexion, God knows you can achieve destiny better with light skin. If you are very short like Zacchaeus, God knows if you climb a tree, he will see you. Tell somebody, I love myself. I want it to enter into you that you are too special. Stop going about begging people. Some of us here have sent me messages, Papa, there is one girl I'm talking to. She has said, no, I don't know what to do. I don't know what that text message means. I should help you talk to her. I'm your pastor, not your toaster. No, should I not have to go and talk to the girl? I don't understand. No, who can help me? Because I get that message all the time. I'm not. If you tell somebody I will marry, say no, leave her now. Is that not what to do? Leave. Well, you not you must marry her by force. That's wizardry. That's occultism. Because God loves things to be done free will. And I've told some of us, leave her, leave him. A brother is around you and you are saying, once Papa, please now pray for this brother to talk. He has not talked. That's what you mean. Say, I'm seeing the sign. I'm seeing not the sign, but he doesn't want to talk. Pray for him to talk. You know why? They don't love themselves. If you love themselves, yourself, you know, he that findeth me.
You are a good thing. You are a good thing. I say you are a good thing, oh.
Praise the Lord.
I love myself.
You know, those that don't love themselves always try to be like somebody else. And when you try to be like somebody else, you end up being number two. Because the person remains the original. And guess what? Anytime you try to be like somebody else, whenever the person is around, you are intimidated because you are a copycat. But when you love yourself, you are yourself. Don't let the guy tell you, I don't like ladies who are very dull. Say, that's why, believe me. I like girls who are, you know, when I just say, come, just start running. I'm not mopo, I'm not soldiers. Believe me. There are people who like to change you to what they want. And when you now try to become what they want, you become inferior. You are now trying to match. And watch me, you can only do that and try to be what they want before marriage. When you are now what you are in marriage, they say you have changed. You have not changed. He was the one that tried to change you to what you are not. Now, because that's not you, you are trying to maintain who you are. Are you following me? A young girl was dating a young man. And the young man and the young girl used to pray together. So they would come to church. It was the era of benches. No benches. This one would join two benches. They would discuss. Let them rest before the vigil. That one would join two benches. This would join two benches. And the young man is sleeping. He's nodding. The girl said, hey! Is this what I want to marry? He told the young man, I don't like who snores. The young man said, I will try and stop. How do you try and stop snoring? That guy will walk and get tired. Ooh, ooh, ah. The sister covered the ear. After a while, the brother started sleeping far. When they come to church, all the youth, they are discussing. The next thing, they join chairs together and they lie down. He tried to... Those are signs, which you may call. The thing that separates couples are not major things. They are minor things. Minor things that are not rectified on time and it goes out of proportion. Hello? Don't ever struggle to be like another person. Be yourself. Tell somebody, be yourself. Say that to somebody, be yourself. Somebody say, I'm peculiar. A man, I think there was this comic man. He used to be a comedian. They call him Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby said, I don't know the key to success, but I know the key to failure. The key to failure is trying to please and be somebody else. Trying to please and be. Tell somebody, be unique. Know that you are unique. I like to drive home this point. Let it be a salient one. Everybody, let it sink in your system. I am special. The person marries me, the person is too privileged. You are too privileged. Am I speaking to somebody? You are too privileged. Carry yourself with that air of bravado, that consciousness of, I'm a privileged person. I'm not one young girl looking for your husband. I'm a young girl that a husband is looking for. I'm a young girl that a man is looking for. I'm one man that if a woman has me as the husband, she should go on her knees every day and be thanking God. Because I have the virtues of a father, a brother, a lover, and a husband. Am I talking to somebody here? So stop going about looking for organizing beggars to go and beg one young man because you didn't pick his call. He's not talking to you. Delete it. So you didn't young men become bossy over ladies who are empty-headed. Say, you didn't pick call. You didn't pick call. You didn't pick call. Say, because you didn't pick the call. Such immaterial. Say, I've seen some issues that have been brought to me are issues that don't make sense. I called her three times. Her number was busy. Who was she talking to? Somebody. Somebody does not need to be talking to somebody for the number to be busy. If other calls are coming into the phone at the same time, the number can be busy. Network has destroyed many relationships. Network. Somebody has called someone before, called the fiance, and a guy picked the phone. It was network. You don't know it happens. It was network. And the guy tried to call the girl back. Somebody else picked the call. The young man was fuming. The girl was fuming. Both of them met there. He said, liar, I had the voice. Someone said, I had the voice. Network. What God wants to join together, network shall not put asunder. I am unique. I love myself. Number two, maturity in serving God. Serve God. You are not permitted to serve a husband or attend to a wife until you have known and found God. You can be youthful and be useful. Youthful and what? Useful. I stand to say this authoritatively, that no brother should marry a sister that is not a worker in church, because she will not work in your house. No sister should marry a brother that is not a worker in church. That's a sign, it's a lazy man. What will you eat? He has to be effective in church for you to know this one has a future. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's the first thing. You must be a worker. Serving God, you must be a worker. If he's not a worker, he's not an usher, not prayer, not protocol. What is it? A nominal member. We don't trust him. He has not joined a group because he does not want his identity to be revealed. A guy who is hiding his identity, you want to marry him? One day, before you wake up, you will pack everything in the house, including your weave on, and run. Pack your weave on, up to lip gloss, you will not see one. It will mist with powder. Then your eye will clear. He must be a worker. I don't approve relationships until the people are workers in church. If he's not a worker in the church, don't go ahead. Somebody must be ready to dispense energy for God. Worker. Number two, that person must be holy. I'm still talking on the maturity in serving God. You must live a holy life. How can you tell a young man who you say you are in a relationship with? You say, what is your favorite, your best musician? He says, Shaka Demos. And that's the person you want to marry. Who's your best musician? P Square. That's the one you want to marry. That's not a wife material. He will end up in the club, even with pregnancy. She will carry pregnancy to a club and go and drink alcohol. And you, by the time the child is born, from the womb, he has started taking Gouda. They will have to miss more stuff to feed the bottle for the food to digest. Hallelujah. Never, if you don't see Christian virtues, that's one thing I saw in my wife. I saw Christianity. I saw the fear of God. If you don't see Christian, anyone that keeps acknowledging your shape all the time, he has an agenda. He has an agenda. There's something he's looking for. You are talking to him, his eyes are on your chest. Is your face on your chest? Anytime talking to him, you say, are you okay? Who are you talking to, the face or the chest? There are people that every time they are not looking to ask you that. They are looking down. They are looking down. They are looking down. Bible says, look up to the hills. What are you looking down for? What are you looking down for? Fear of God. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, please listen to this. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 33, I love this portion. He says, in future, my righteousness shall speak for me. A servant of Abraham was talking. He said, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come. Genesis 30 verse 33. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come. In time to come. When you are living only today, can I say this to you? Every 90% of the things I know, I didn't know them today. 60% I knew them in my single days. Singlehood is a time for God. But people have not made singlehood appear like being single is a curse. So everybody's in a hurry to marry, not knowing that singlehood is a time to develop yourself. For the unmarried, seek the things of the Lord. Singlehood is a time to develop yourself. When I was single, we were in competition to pray. We had brothers that can speak in tongues 18 hours. 18 hours. We had competition. I know a particular brother there. When he started praying, just excuse him. If you want to pray with him, he said, at the end, you have typhoid fever or neck pain. The guy can pray for 2 days. He gets to a point, he's just shaking his head. He's just shaking his head. After a while, he sits down. After a while, he bends down. After a while, he stands up. Time is going. Some of us, we get to 12 hours, 16, 18. I mean, praying from like morning till evening. You get to like 7 p.m., you're ready. Father Lord. The guy is praying. Holy competition. But today, when people come to church, it's where did you do your hair? Your stylist is good. Rubbish. Where did you do your hair? Where did you buy this top?
Hi.
Never propose to a girl that does not know how to dress well. A girl that always tears something. And a girl that anytime she dress, she will push the breast up deliberately. I told you one time I was talking to somebody. I said, "Why are you like this?" Mama was standing. I was standing. I said, "Why are you like this?" Mama laughed. This is the latest style, oh, that it is deliberate. Not that she doesn't know. It is deliberate. They will dress and push it up. People are looking for how to hide themselves. You are pushing your own up. Run from that kind of person. That's everybody's wife. You will not be the only one marrying her. Your driver will marry her. Your gate man will marry her. Your cousin will marry her. She will become entertainment when your friends come. So you are better run. Don't go close. Go close that kind of person. That's irresponsibility. A young man is dressed and he opened his buttons and displayed the forehead that he has on his chest. And that's the kind of person that you are. It's an irresponsible tout that should be walking in Iju Park in Lagos. Tell somebody, serve God. When you become useful, there are people in this church who are females who are so active in the house of God. Up to 2-3 brothers have come to me. Yes, sir. That sister. I say, you never. See, I want to go. I say, if I catch you near there, because I know them, they will kill our fire. They will make our bus light. Because they are going to hell. They are looking for escort. Every man wants to be connected to a worker in church. Tell somebody, live for God. Number three. Is that number three? Maturity in maximizing your gifts. Maximize. Know your gifting. Know your talent. Be known for something. Know your talent. Know what God has given to you embedded. Are you a singer? Be known to be a good one. Do you know how to coordinate? Each be known to be a good coordinator. Maximize your gifting. Your success is in your gift. Proverbs 18 verse 16. Your success is in your gift. 1 Timothy 4:14 makes us know that there is no man that is ungifted, as it were. Ungifted. There is no man without a gift. Three things that help you. Okay, let me say four things that help you discover your gift. One is formal education. Education, Proverbs 23, verse 3 to 4. Education helps you to find out what you are configured for. Apprenticeship, you must learn. Acts 4:20. Apprenticeship helps you also. Your level of training ultimately, culminatively, determines your level of reigning. If you are not trained, you cannot reign. Materials, books, tapes. You can discover, you can bring out what is inside by getting materials, books, tapes of ministers of God, of seasoned people who have proven their destinies. And four, the Holy Spirit can help you by His enablement and His power to discover what you carry. Don't forget, your talent also is what enhances your purpose. Purpose. Do not, as a young man, do not propose until you've discovered your purpose. Do not propose until you've discovered what? Your purpose. Know why you are alive. A wise man said, if a man does not know why he's alive, he is not fit to live. There are many human accidents going about. Many people who are time bombs, they don't know why they are living. When you know why you are alive, it helps you to plan your schedule. Anybody that gets to a point in life, have you ever seen people like this? They will say, where will I go now? Who will I go and greet now? Have you seen people like that? Say, I don't know where to go. That's a person who has not found purpose. Because when you discover your purpose, it your purpose naturally arranges your schedule. But you know your purpose, it arranges. You know what to do per time. Can I say this to you? What I'll be doing if Jesus tarries in 2022 is already planned. In 2020 is already planned, and we are about to enter 2013. I told someone, I said, I have a 15-year plan. So I keep getting busy, and there is no agenda for nonsense because I keep getting busy. plan your life, or else you may be instead you may end up being in somebody else's plan. If you don't plan your life, people will plan into their schedule. Either you plan your life or you end up being in someone's plan. You discover purpose, you discover destiny. You know there are two purposes you must discover. You must discover God's purpose for you and your purpose in life. Watch me. Do you know that God has his ultimate purpose and you have your own purpose? Watch this. If for a pastor, for example, God can ordain a pastor to preach around the world. Are you following me? God only that should preach around the world, he should save souls. But it's not the pastor who has to use his common sense to know he should be on television. He uses common sense to know he should write books. It is his common sense to know there should be a prison ministry. It is his common sense to know there should be consciousness for the widows to be taken care of. Are you following me? The ultimate purpose of God, he has found it, but inside God's purpose, he has located his own purpose. He can even locate what can be bringing funds for him. I wish I was saying something here. A lot of people are going about, many pastors are just going about stranded in the name of full time. Foolish time. Foolish time. Full time, the man says he will not do anything. I want to preach gospel. There's nothing. I won't do anything. Write book. I won't write nothing. The only book he managed to write, the first 2,000 copies, he dashed his friends. If you come to this ministry, even if you are my grandfather, if you buy book, you will pay. If I buy, I pay. Most people today have put themselves in certain bondages and they are blaming God. Inside God's purpose, you find your what? Your purpose. Maturity, value. Is that number four? Maturity in value. Value, a great man said, your sense of value determines your what? Your flow of virtue. Value. Value, when you understand value, you develop yourself. You must understand that if you are low product, low quality, you attract a man of low quality. If you want a high valued man, you must be a high valued sister. You must be very developed. Nobody can, for example, let me give you an illustration. Pastor Davis is our admin. He's a chartered accountant. You are a chartered accountant with a master's degree. You cannot work with me, for example, if you are not intellectually sound. Because we'll be talking from two different continents. If you are talking to me, before you finish talking, I know what you want to say. And I already have an answer to give to you. So if your IQ is low, we can't talk because I'll be speaking English, you'll be speaking oral. But it's a function after school when people have gone home. I will study. Listen, I finished our syllabus. I finished the school syllabus. Hallelujah. I finished the school syllabus sometimes a month into resumption. I have gone to the library, brought out material, finished everything. So when I come in class, it's to look for trouble. I look for technical questions to ask my lecturer that will put them into trouble. When they are talking, I just stand up. I say, you got a point. When I raise up my hand, they pretend they didn't see me. Who has the question? I raise my hand. Yes. My hand is there. Yes. They say, John C., put your hand down. They are talking of question, not argument. Question. Because that lecture, we will stay there. The next lecturer will stand by the door. We are still arguing. I'll say, sir, excuse me. I'll bring out textbooks and I will show you. So, most people who are not ready, who don't like a certain lecturer, will program me to ask questions. I'm asking questions, some of them are on the phone, they are discussing. It is a function. When you have depth, you will naturally attract depth. Depth, that was a deep color to deep. Iron, sharpened iron. You can't sharpen some people because they are wood. Iron, sharpened iron, not wood. He said, as a man sharpened the corners of his friends. Deep color to deep. Hear a little, die a little, line upon line, precepts upon precept. Deep, be deep. Many people are too shallow. You don't see great things on shallow waters. Great fishes are in the deep. That was why God said to Peter, launch out where? On the surface of the water, you see tadpoles and tilapia. You are looking for sharks. You get them where? In the deep. Great people are deep people. Be deep. Are you a fashion designer? Be deep. Not just get on top. Be deep. Are you a hairdresser? Not only to relax and to perm hair. Be deep. Go for some styles that you people can't see anywhere. Am I speaking to somebody here? Are you a fashion designer? Learn some styles that people cannot see. People will travel down. How many of you know there are people that have made clothes and people will look for where they are? So who made this thing for you? Say it's one woman. They will trace that lady. If all you know how to do is to sew top, who can sew top? Me, me. If I vex, I go sew top. What does it take? Just join needle, run thread through, wear it. So far you can wear it. Be deep. Go for castings. We live in a generation where people don't want castings. Amen. That is when I see ladies who did the engineering course, I shake their hands. You know what it means to study engineering? Huh? Engineering. Have you seen many departments? Engineering, ladies are very few. Because people don't. They have sown that to the men as a seed. Somebody told me today, I said, what do you study? He said, engineering. Ah! I said, shake my hand. What? Engineering? He said, yes, sir. Engineering. Engineering first degree? Engineering master's. Ah! So I brought out a book. I was fanning her head. I said, this head is very hot. And I said, well, you automatic. A job is waiting somewhere for you. But there are people. What does it take to read food and nutrition? Just know how to cook. No. Please, I'm not critical. If in case that's what you studied, I'm not blaming you. Oh, very easy now. Pepper, onions. Wear apron. Be in the kitchen. Light stove. Food and nutrition. Very easy. Anybody can study that. And that's a good class. As you are learning it, you are eating. But if you want to study, you want to become a chartered accountant. Ah! You want to read law? 5 years! After that, you go 1 year law school. Am I correct? Yeah. They drill you. That is why you see lawyers say, I put it to you. You remember 5 years he has spent. I put it to you. I put it to you. But most cheap courses. That is why I tell somebody, I say, what do you study? He said, after to go and street. It's not about Windows, Microsoft. To do 3 months certificate program in computer is very easy. But there are people that went to study computer engineering. They can piece the thing, assemble it together. Am I talking to somebody here? So anything that is deep consumes time, takes knowledge. I have finished this Bible back to back 6 times. Every word, every letter, 6 times. Back to back. Because till Jesus comes, this is what I'll be preaching. Open to. There's nowhere somebody should quote in scripture now that even if I don't have an idea of the particular verse, I can have an idea of the chapter and the book. There are pastors who want to be men of God and they are not deep. No wonder they marry shallow sisters who ended up being agents of the devil and scatter their ministry. They just see one girl in the choir. Oh, hallelujah. In the choir. Pray. Oh, Lord. Baby. They say, hey, They don't have enough word of God to know you must discern every spirit to know that which be of God. Jesus. Say, I see her. And the girl is there, she's treating her. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you are liking willy. That's what they're doing. Oh my God. What she's saying, the meaning of your ministry is in trouble. If you come close, your ministry is finished. I'm looking forward to this throne. That's can you imagine? Of all normal people in the choir, it is willy that you are targeting. Please, oh, I hope some people will not keep malice with me after this. So you should never. Substance. When It takes time. Now, if you are parking out of a house, for example, when you are parking out of a house, you have to move your things out. You put them in a truck. Now, do you know if you carry your things and you are throwing them into the truck, it gets filled on time. It's filled up. But you can still climb that truck and take time to arrange your space. Now, there is no space because you took time to what? Arrange. Everything that must have space, that must matter, must take time. Deep, be deep. If you want to be a singer, go look for, sit down and look for artists that are making waves. Artists, do you know there are people that sing from here? You want to be a preacher? Look for ministers of God with depth. Not ministers of God who is good to scream, is good to shout. But when they are shouting on the platform of substance. I tell you something now. Oh, hallelujah. Are you there? Are you there? God is saying, I'm here to tell somebody that God will bless you. Oh my God. What is that? I see American preacher. When American preachers are preaching, oh, can I get a witness? God is in the house. He's going to bless you. When God say yes, nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah 5,000 times. I look at some of them, I say, oh, this guy won't go far. Preachers of big churches are men of substance. People pay gate fee to attend Joyce Meyer's meeting. Because Joyce Meyer said every day she must consume a book. One chapter, she must go through something and go through the Bible and take time to meditate. One day my daughter came to my room. I was not talking, I was just sitting down. She came back again after about 2 hours or so. She said, Daddy, what have you been doing? I said, I've been thinking. She said, what happened? Why are you thinking? I said, I'm thinking. I pray, I sow, and I think. Great men are thinkers. If you don't think, you will stink. I say, I think, I meditate. I think. There are times I want to be alone to think. Tell somebody, maximize your gift. Tell somebody, discover purpose. Maturity in preparation. If you want to get married, begin to prepare like somebody wants to be married. Young girl, you cannot love skimpy clothes and love matrimony. Choose one. To remain naked and to be under a man. There are girls who want to marry, but they don't want to miss that those dirty kind of clothes they are wearing. No reasonable man. Listen. When you are skimpily dressed, there will always be a man to take you out. But when you are rightly dressed, there will always be a man to take you in. When you are skimpily dressed, some people say you have to be sexy. You have to dress in a dress that will reveal your shape. Flaunt it. Flaunt what your mama gave you. Flaunt it. All this shape, what are you doing with that? You keep meeting married men, or you keep meeting confused single boys who are not ready to, they are not ready to settle. Because every man in the corner of his mind wants a responsible lady. Even if he goes after an irresponsible, but he wants a responsible. Men like to go out for women, but they don't like people to come for their woman. They understand that. Have you discovered that most flirts are always very jealous? You will see the guy, he has five people he's talking to. You just wave somebody, bye bye. He said, eh? You told him to come. He said, no, I was saying bye bye. No, the way you bend the hand. A young man dragged his fiance to church and they were quarreling. He said, Papa, don't trust her. Papa, tell her to show you her phone. I said, you bring your own. Two of you exchange phone. The guy said, Papa, Papa, no, I'm a man. I said, two of you exchange phone. I don't know. See, I said, you. He said, there are many guys who have security code. Anybody who has code in the phone is a suspect. There is something you are hiding. So you know yourself. Check that your phone. Why will you have code? What are you hiding? They have code in their phone. They have code. Where is Paul? Is it Paul? Yeah? Bring my communicator. Bring my communicator phone. That's my main line. Watch this. The communicator, the other one. This is the phone that's always with me. If you call me, this is the phone. If you call me, this is the phone. Open it. This is the phone that's always with me. Open it, open it. Open phone. Is it open? Is there a pin? Is there a pin for it? Look at the phone. Is there a pin? Do you know some people, if you give them this, your phone, 10 hours, except they tell you with their mind. And some of them use critic things you don't expect. Cassava. Ogbolo. The code. The security code they used to. Popo. They use certain. Or they can use area. Igbira. They can use certain things to say. Especially ladies. Is it true? It's not true. How many boys here? Don't lie. How many boys have security code on their phone? Don't lie. Raise your hand. Sit down. How many boys have security code? Don't lie. You are the presence of God. You are a brother. You have security code. Pastor, do you have security code? Where's Paul? You have security code. Papa. Inya. Agidi, Eko. They use some critical name. Things that you can't suspect. So if you're not careful, you go and type their name and think the phone will open. Akuko. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody value. Say value. You know, people without value always expect their partners to make them happy. I've seen people say to their partner, I'm not just feeling this relationship, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling you. I don't feel like you are empty inside. If you don't feel it, feel yourself. You have substance, you have depth inside of you. Value. Maturity in tithing. No tithe as you pray for a partner. Because God will give you an arm robber. Because like poles attract. You are not a tither, you are a thief, and you must meet a fellow thief. Everyone that is not a tither should get ready for a devourer. I'm telling you, this is a major truth. If you are not a tither, you are a robber. God said, you have stolen from me. And we all know that one of the major duties of the devourer is to quench and eat up a future. When a man is not a tither, no girl who is not paying tithe should pray for a husband. Because you have opened yourself to the network of the devourer. The devourer will devour you because you are guilty. I am a committed, ardent, religious, dedicated, diligent, conscious tither. Anywhere in the world, I tithe. In the program at the UK, I brought out my tithe and parceled it. And they took the treasurer returned this. It's like you forgot money. I said, I didn't forget. That was my tithe. He said, I don't understand. All that, I said, it's a covenant with God. Anywhere I am, I look for that equivalent in that currency and pay a tithe. If you are not a tither, don't pray for your husband or else you get an arm robber because you are one. You are Lorenzo Nini reincarnated. You are not a tither, don't pray for your husband. Correct your financial issues with God. Or else if you have a man, you will always, both of you will keep having financial problems. Somebody say, no money entered my hand this week. How did you make your hair? Say, that one is different. Be a tither. Be a conscious tither. Domestic maturity. You must be domestically matured. If you cannot cook, do not look for a husband so you don't give him potty. There are many girls, their best food is Indomie. So what's the best food? Indomie and egg. Indomie and egg. I prepare one of the best Indomies. Indomie and egg. If Indomie is your best food, and you cannot cook any other meal, please don't pray. In Jesus' name, I'm begging you. Don't pray for a partner. Don't give him poison. There are people, if they cook stew, you will see the 36 state of Nigeria, including Abuja. At the middle, you see Goodluck Jonathan wearing his hat inside the pot. Many girls are looking. Now, they can't cook. That's what you say. What? No. I don't want to soil my nails. Okay, now. You will soon know. Domestic. If you're a lady that can't control your sleep, don't pray for your husband. No. You, some people, once they put their back on their bed, beat them. Pour them hot water. Leg bomb. You can't control your sleep. You don't need, because a mother, 4 a.m., a mother should be awake. 4 a.m. My wife wakes up sometimes to 3, to 4. I'm not talking about prayer now, not just prayer. To wake up everybody in the house. Where is this one? Go and call this one. Go and call. A mother does not sleep like that. If at this stage you still wake up 8, some people go to bed 8 p.m. and wake up 8 a.m. as if they are trying to win a sleeping competition. Let me see who sleep past. I'm not going to wake up. 12 hours, you're on the bed. Don't pray. A young man that once he put his back on the bed like this, he face up. Listen, when you are sleeping, they will even tell you, don't sleep facing up. Face the sides. When you sleep and face up, that's how they bury people. You don't wake up on time. And if you sleep like this, you must make noise in your sleep. People you see who snore, who sleep straight. You just see them, it may not be what they are used to doing, but naturally, that's a wrong way to sleep, facing up. It's a dead man's way of sleeping. You face the sides. And one that is very dangerous, if you know somebody that will not wake up on time, those that squeeze when they sleep, they not put their hand at the middle, like, those ones, they never wake up. That one is a wrong way to sleep. They will squeeze themselves, put their hands at the middle, and I release deliverance on you in the name of Jesus. I had a friend that sleep like that. He would cover himself. I said, boy, this is your sleep. You will wake up, because it enters you and becomes very sweet. You sleep to be healthy. You sleep for strength. You don't sleep never to recover. You don't sleep never to recover. Control your sleep. Control your appetite. Many people, once they see anything, they must eat. A mother does not eat everything. There are things she wants to eat. The child wants it, she gives the child. You that can't control appetite. That's how you eat 5 pieces of meat. 8 pieces of meat. There are ladies, they serve everybody in the house. Very crafty people. They will put some meat under the rice. Put the rice on top. Now put some piece of meat on top. Say, see. Some men have appetite for food. So children will come and sit around you. Children, no matter the food you give them, they want to eat daddy's own. They believe there is something about daddy's food that is special. They believe that this plate is specially, you know, arranged for daddy. They want to eat. And if your appetite is bad, it's trouble. Because your children always come and there's nothing for them to pack. Very soon you pack the plate yourself. No child likes to clear empty dishes. Anytime a child wants to clear your thing, there must be something inside. You'll be surprised if your father always consumes. The children are there, they're looking at you. You eat. They are targeting the one meat that's left. And you now put the meat. As the meat is entering your mouth, they are going to go and meet their mother. You will clear that plate by fire. They leave the plate for you. So you see a man at this stage who has a problem with appetite. He consumes everything, drinks everything, eats everything. You must understand that. So, the preparation I'm talking about, it has to be domestic. When a lady wakes up in the morning, the lady must look for what to do. That's the sign you want to get married. You wake up, you start sleeping. The one your mother wake you up now, you are complaining. First, you don't sleep for time last night.
They go to see person come go sweep. Waiting. Now we sweep yesterday. Only me one sweep here. Only me one cook. Only me one bath the children. Only me one cook. Only me one this. Only me one. Only me one. Only me one. Only me one. Only you one. I want Mario. Only me one sweep the ass. Only me one scrub. Only me one wash the plate. Only me one grind the pepper. Only me one. Who else will join you? If you get married, you think all men like maids? Some men don't like ourselves. You will sweep, you will clean, you will mop, you will pound, you will grind. Start learning it now. I have a friend, he has money for washing machine, he has money for pounding machine. He told the wife, he said, go and buy mortar. It's true. Many of you looking at me, I said, no, me, I don't have time. I want to marry a rich man. In fact, there'll be washing machine, pounding machine, smiling machine, talking machine, laughing machine. Once you wake up in the morning, don't say it's our turn. Have you known there are some houses they share sleeping? It's irresponsibility. Everybody should sleep. Whoever wakes up first should go and sleep. Say no. You sweep from here. Stop. They're from you. Come. You now sweep. Spend very sweet. Now yeah. Now my own rich. A guy that sits down is a matured guy with beards and with muscles and is doing computer games. That's not a marriage material. That's a mommy's boy. You see him playing computer games. Say, if they win me. Some people will carry their phone and they are playing music. The battery will run down. Some are playing game. The battery will run down. They will charge it again. Continue playing game. No matter how many times you win, they don't give you an award and they don't pay. That time that you think you have, there are better things to do with it. Domestic maturity. At this level, you cannot coordinate. You know when a lady offends you now? See, those of you guys who cannot forgive, the reason why it's good to forgive is because, or ladies who can forgive, when you get married, prepare to be offended. In fact, write forgiveness blank check. You know blank check? Just write forgiveness blank check. My wife will offend me next tomorrow. I forgive her in advance. My husband is going to offend me before Christmas. I forgive him before the offense. Because you are going to be living with somebody in the house who will keep offending you. And you must learn not to be petty. Hello? Domestic. If you can't cook now, you can learn. You can get some recipes, get some menus. Am I correct? How to prepare this. Learn how to cook at least. Listen, every lady in this ministry, learn at least 7 different kinds of soup. If you have finished learning at least 7 different kinds of soup, come for prayer. If you say you want to get married, I ask you, what can you cook? Stew. Who can cook stew? It's not tomatoes, onions, pepper, you put them together, blend them. So what can you cook? I can boil egg. What can you cook? I can boil yam. At least 7 kinds of soup and at least 20 meals. At least. Fried rice, jollof rice, white rice, steamed rice, goat rice, coconut rice, vegetable rice. There is now. Those of you say, ooh, you are distressing yourself. You didn't know. I'm not talking again. Cook. Some people pound yam for you, you are in trouble. For everyone, mold 10 seeds. As a pound yam, just keep one plate to be removing all the seeds. If some people prepare soup for you, it's like they put one cup of sand. And you get frustrated. Very dirty. Especially most girls that live in the hostel. If you go and see the way you go to girls' hostel, you get afraid. Stinky smelling. They will just wash anything on time. Even corset, they will wash corset and iron it.
very dirty.
Forget if you want to see how neat a lady is. Check her 5 a.m. 5 a.m. 6 a.m. when they just wake up. Some ladies wake up, they have not brushed their mouth. They just jump to the kitchen. Jump to the kitchen. No, when a lady stands up in the morning, you straight to the place of prayer. After praying, go wash your face, brush your mouth, make your hair, comb. Don't leave it scattered like one thing. Make it, because and before you even step out, for some people, until it is close to afternoon, smelling. The gospel is good news, not bad news. Smelling about. We are not preaching the gospel of smell. You now become a mother. Why would your children be neat? That's your children wake up. You see onions coming out of their nose too. Mommy, food. They carry rubber spoon and rubber plate. And they wear Superman pants. Like this. Then your daughter will now wake up. All her hair is standing like Spider-Woman. And that she will not carry out. She will not come out. Why would they not smell? Because their mother is the general overseer of smell. Hallelujah. Be neat. Domestic. These are things that you can handle. Your ability to handle them now. Have you seen ladies? Come here, son. Have you seen ladies when they carry a child, for example, and a child just excretes, maybe on the nappy cloth? Madam, carry your pigeon. That's a sign of a person that says I will be barren for a long time. When a child excretes on your hand, you don't hand over. And madam, please give me rag. Your child, let me clean. That's a person who is preparing to have her own child. Some people, they carry children and children just, you know, maybe vomits on them. Madam, can't carry your tino. Prepared for it. Amen. Can I go on? Maturity in forgetting the past. Maturity in forgetting the past. If any man be in Christ, what happens? All things what? All things does what? All things have become. I said, be careful when you always stay with people that always talk about my ex this, my ex that. My ex this, my ex that. My ex boyfriend this, my ex girlfriend that. Oh, I remember my ex. My ex will not do this. My ex. Oh, my ex. If you see my ex, I remember when I was with my ex. Oh, that's my ex. Oh, that's my ex. Oh, those are people that live in the past. Leave them there. My ex this, my ex that. My ex this, my. And if they meet a new person, they are looking for their ex in that person. If your ex was so perfect, why did you leave him? Why did you leave her? The young man tells you, see, let me tell you, I have my condition because my ex, I don't take this nonsense from my ex. Tell him, please, this is me. Oh, I cannot be your ex. This is me. My ex. And people who you should be careful of are people who have had many heartbreaks. You don't trust people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons have broken their heart. You now come. They say, hey, another one don't come. Say, another one don't come. So if you tell them, say, I'm going to class. They say, hey, that was what Jonah said before. That time. In that way. Anything you do, they see it in the eyes of someone who has offended them. Am I talking to somebody? The lady say, I'm going for prayer meeting. Say, women. Women. This one want to deceive me. Okay. As the lady is going, he dress up. He's following. She wants to look back. He will hide somewhere. he didn't tell us you have become a god. Some people put, the young lady is living in a particular street. They will pay somebody living near that street to be monitoring her. You've not seen shoes like that. Aya. They now pay the person to monitor her. And how do you expect somebody you are paying to give you good information?
He will tell you what you want to hear so that you continue paying. He won't tell you the truth. He said, if you say she's nobody, she's sincere. So are you serious? Say yes. I don't think she's unfaithful. It's okay. She said, okay, out of this month. She's unfaithful. She's sincere. She's faithful. What am I going to pay you for? But you must look for one lie. I saw one boy. I don't know what the boy came to do. Let's watch next month. He's talking on behalf of his salary for next month. Are you following me? He will tell you the truth. So, be in a relationship. I know people who start dating people and they lose weight. You see the guy behaving like a tout. That's how he carries his phone. Can I have anybody's answer there? That's how he carries his phone. The battery almost run out. Hello? Hello? Hey! Oh! And she told me she was going to church. Okay, let me try a number. Oh! Hey! This girl, what I would do to this girl today? Oh! Number busy. Oh! Let me try a friend's number. Hello? Where's your friend? Tell her! If she picked this call, all of you, oh God, women. You have not married, you have already had that blood pressure. God cannot give you something like that. What God gives you, give you peace. And anyone you meet will bring peace. Tell somebody, forget the past. A man, I read a man's book in 2003, they call him John Rice. You know, they have funny names. The man is called John Rice. He said, no matter how dirty your past is, your future is spotless. Your past